Hey guys, what's up? My name is Anthony, and welcome to another edition of BNA Sports Talk. So, I want to start branching out, talking a little bit more NFL topics, and a topic that, you know, I listen to Colin Cowherd every day, and he mentions topics that, you know, kind of interesting a little bit. So, he mentioned Carson Wentz. Like, why is Frank Reich thinking of moving off him now? Is it him who's saying that? There are rumors going around that they're saying basically that, you know, Carson Wentz is done pretty much in Indianapolis. They're going to cut him or try to trade him. And it's just like, what? I mean, if you take a look at his stats, Colin Cowherd mentioned it, 27 touchdowns, 7 interceptions. And it's not like he played that bad this year. QBR of 55, so a little bit above average. And that's what you got from Carson Wentz. But if Frank Reich wants to move off him, I guess you have to. And I'm going to start, like, I'm just going to watch some Carson Wentz film when something goes down. That's just my opinion about it. I'm going to watch, like, how did he play? I want to know. I want to talk to these different, you know, analysts, or, you know, why did he not succeed in Indianapolis? And it'll be 5 quarterbacks in 5 years. Andrew Luck, Jacoby Brissett, Philip Rivers, Carson Wentz, and then whoever the new guy is. But if Frank Reich is saying, I don't want to deal with this guy, I mean, Can you really blame him? You lost to the Jacksonville Jaguars, but other than that, I mean, you had a pretty solid year. You're kind of relying on your offensive line, your run game, but they didn't have amazing weapons. And we saw teams with great offensive lines and minimal weapons didn't go that far this year, a la the Patriots, a la the, you could say the Dallas Cowboys, but they do have weapons. But the good offensive lines, the bad weapons, don't really go that far because you need the guy to break the tackle. It's kind of like what Mike McDaniel's been saying. By the way, he's great. It's so funny. He's entertaining. But he goes, I'm going to give the ball to Jaylen Waddle because he's going to make a guy miss. That you can't scheme up a guy breaking a tackle. You don't scheme that up in the playbook. But sometimes the guy, Kadarius Toney, just makes a man miss. And you have to trust him with the ball in his hands. And you know, you can do all these fancy play design things to get people open, and, you know, but, you know, the quarterback still has to make the completion. But when it comes to a playmaker making plays, you can't script that. You can't script, you know, a guy like Jamar Chase making a great one-handed play down the, you don't script that. And that's what kind of separates guys. And, you know, we see Michael Pittman, and they didn't really have any talent on that team receiver-wise. So they did, but it's not great. I mean, where would you rank it? But you definitely rank it bottom third in the league. I would rank it around what the Cleveland Browns were without Odell, and that's the reason why Baker Mayfield didn't succeed with a pretty good offensive line. There's another team example about that. So Carson Wentz, it's gonna be interesting to see where he goes. He's turning 30 after this upcoming season. He turns 30 on December 30th. So. Where would he go? I mean, there are rumors that the Bucks are going to take him. I mean, you think Bruce Arians is going to want to deal with him? I mean, the only guy that can really make him successful is Frank Reich. And if you take a look at it now, the Matt Nagy staff is dissembled. And even if, you know, he had whatever, like, even if then, I don't know. Would he succeed with the Bears, with Justin Fields? I don't know. Next, I want to talk about Eric Bieniemy, because there were some things going out. Apparently, there were some people cursing the AFC Championship. He said, like, you know, what Randy Reid was changing the play, and then Bieniemy was like, F this. There's a real reason why Eric Bieniemy is not getting jobs. There has to be a reason. It's not just racism. You know, as much as, would I like it to be racism? I don't know. But it would make it more clarifying if it was racism. But they're apparently, obviously I don't want people to be racist. That I wouldn't want that to be part of our society. Anyway, so he had some, like, back and forth comments. The AFC Championship, Mike Kafka, the offensive coordinator for the Giants. We didn't hire Bieniemy, we hired Kafka for a reason. There's a reason why. It's not because of race. There's really something that's going on there that Andy Reid maybe wants to develop him. He's like, he feels bad, but all the Andy Reid disciples are going up in life. Matt Nagy, Doug Peterson, Mike Kafka. But Eric Bieniemy is not. He's the quarterback whisperer, but apparently he was calling plays for the Chiefs, and he said a comment like, we're blowing this. That's a little bit interesting. I don't know. and you obviously lost to the Bengals, man. If you win that game, you win the Super Bowl, man. Do you think Do you think if the Chiefs were to play against the Rams, Odell goes down? Obviously, it would have been a different scenario with Odell in that. That's weird to think, right? If the Chiefs would have made it, Odell probably wouldn't have torn his ACL. That's crazy to think. But the Chiefs would have been world champions 2 times in 3 years. But instead, they only have one championship in this 4-year window. You take a look at how much longer is this going to last. You're paying Patrick Mahomes now, Chris Jones, you know, aging Tyreek Hill. You can see the window, you know, it's shutting a little bit, especially in this division where you have the Broncos that are going to upgrade a quarterback. I don't really believe in the Raiders that much, to be honest. But then the Chargers as well, with the quarterbacks in this conference, you know, you're better off being in the NFC. And I don't, what's this year for Patrick Mahomes? It was his 5th year. So now his contract starts kicking in. It's this year. This upcoming year is year one of his contract, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, this is year one of his 10-year contract. So good luck. Good luck. His 10-year, $400 million contract. But by now, it's like a bargain. If you think about it, he's going to get, you know, restructures anyway. And then finally, I want to talk about our old boy, Matty Ice. You know, what are the Falcons going to do with him? You know, it seems like, you know, Matt Stafford got out of the Lions' hell. No, the Falcons are better run than that. They've made it to a Super Bowl. We could say it's because of Matty Ice or whatever it is, but they've been bad drafting, pretty bad. I mean, they have A.J. Terrell. He have some hits, but, you know, blind monkey shooting darts, and eventually he's going to hit a bullseye. But I think that Matt Ryan, I just got like an email, but I think that Matt Ryan is declining. So is he just going to sit out and wilt out and die in Atlanta? That seems sad. I mean, with Eli Manning, kind of made sense. Like, oh, his career is ending, but he was with the Giants. Or me, I made videos back in the day talking about where Eli Manning would go, potentially did go somewhere. Is he just dedicated to the Arthur Smith in Atlanta? Does he have that connection and have that trust that Arthur Smith is not going to try to go out and replace him? And if he does, then he will go? Is there like a mutual trust thing there? Because I speak with Atlanta Falcons fans every single day where I work, because I, you know, I live in Georgia now, and they're like, oh, we're a player or two away. Yeah, a player or two away on the offensive line, a player or two away on the defensive line, a player or two away on the in the cornerback, in the, you know, defensive backfield, a player or two away in the receiver core, a player or two. They're far away. And is Matt Ryan going to be want to be a part of a rebuild? He just signed the contract, and actually, we have time here. I'm going to search up his cap implications. I go to my other phone. I have two phones. But if he costs not a lot to trade, just why not do a Matt Ryan thing and just trade him away? A Matthew Stafford thing, trade him away. Trade him to the Bucks. You know, warm weather, same division, knows everybody. I mean, you wouldn't do that if you're the other Falcons, to be totally honest. But you know, there are plenty of spots that you could trade him to. I mean, it feels like every single good opportunity is in the division. So that may be a thing speaking for itself. They go, hey, we have the best quarterback in this division. We think we have the best coach in this division. Matt Rhule, Dennis Allen, and Bruce Arians, who may retire. But, you know, it will be interesting to see how the offensive coordinator does. What's his name? If he does end up taking the place. But I think Bruce Arians may retire too. If he doesn't see Tom Brady coming back, he'll just retire too. Let's see. Let's go to teams. You're going to stick with me for this process, and we are not coming back. Let's see how quickly I can do this. And this website is not not cooperating with me whatsoever. I guess it was, but it just didn't even know it was cooperating with me. And then we have there you go, Matt Ryan, 30. Oh, well, I just saw his name. I don't think I did that the right way. But if they trade him, if they cut him this year, it's $40 million in dead cap, $8 million in cap savings. If they trade him, it's the same thing. And what about post June 1? Post June 1, it's half and half. So you save $23 million if you cut him. It depends what you want to do. You can easily just stay midway through training camp, pay this quarterback that we drafted, Willis, whatever. You just sit him behind him for a year or two. You can go, hey, we think this Kenny Pickett guy or this Carson Strong guy is better. And yeah, so they have multiple routes to do, but that's kind of my opinion about that. And hopefully you guys did enjoy this video, and I'll see you guys in the next one. Bye, guys.